Good morning, everybody. This is Dave, your host. Thank you for tuning in onto my podcast. This is the Spoken Word Poet. Today's episode, I have something very interesting I want to talk about. But before I do that, I just want to give a shout out to a good friend of mine. His name is Andre Crow. I just want to thank him for adding my previous episode of my podcast onto his Instagram stories. I just want to say, bro, I really appreciate that. You know, I really appreciate the love and support. You know, I always appreciate everybody else that's been following my podcast. I've had a podcast since about October, and I think right now this is my 11th episode. So I know this month, I think this is the month I've been uploading the most episodes. I think I'm trying to, you know, stay consistent, stick by this. And, you know, I'm trying to reach out as many people as I possibly can. And for those of you that has a podcast, when I upload this on my blog, you know, just comment below and give me a link to your podcast, and I would love to listen to it. Or for those of you that don't have a, that's not on WordPress.com and don't have a blog site, just leave me a voicemail if you have a podcast, and I would love to listen to it, because I'm a lifetime learner, and I always love to learn about different things and see things from different angles. You know, my thinking is very unique, and you know, I think very hard, and I just love to interact with other deep thinkers like me. So, you know, I just want to say, you know, I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. I just want to give another shout out to Andre. You know, I thank you again, bro. You know, I support everything you do. You know what I'm saying? Keep working hard, and it's going to pay off. And I thank everybody for listening, and I hope everybody had a good week so far. Today's June 14th. It's 9 o'clock a.m., and let's get right to it. You know, this podcast right here, this episode, I don't even know how I'm going to say this. I don't even know the specific title, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to talk about. I was, you know, on social media the other day, and then I remember I saw a tweet that said, the good niggas don't come with good dick. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna front. I was a little hesitant to speak about this because, you know, I'm a guy and I think it's better to hear from a woman's perspective, but I'm not gonna front. You know, it had me thinking, and I can't even front. I kind of believe that. I think that's safe to say, but I think that's kind of true. So it had me thinking really hard, and I was thinking about like relationships and marriages, and thinking about girlfriends and wives, and thinking about like from their point of view, what is it that they really, you know, look for in a boyfriend, to look for in a husband. Now, I don't know, I'm not the most qualified person to speak to this, because first of all, I'm not married, and second of all, I'm a man. You know, you would have to get this from a woman's perspective, but I guess I decided to go on to speak about this anyway, because, you know, I was thinking really hard about this, and sometimes it's interesting to see if I can relate to other people and see if, you know, if women actually agree with me on this topic right here. And you know, I've been around, you know, a lot of women over the years and stuff like that, and you get to learn a little bit, you know, for every woman that you speak to, you learn a little bit from each one, you know. So over the years, you know, you learn more and more just being around women and stuff like that. And every woman, you know, in this world is different. So every woman is gonna have, you know, they're not gonna have the same likes and dislikes. But I think, you know, I can agree almost every woman in this world wanna be happy. Everybody in this world wanna be happy. So I had to think really hard, and I'm gonna name three things that I think will that can kind of make a relationship, you know, last a very long time. And three things that, you know, a woman, you know, look for in a relationship. You know, and I'm going to break each three of these things down. You know, the first thing, the number one thing I think a woman is looking for is personality. Number two and number three. Number two and three is like really neck and neck. It's almost neck and neck. But the next two things I was going to say was money and sex. You know, money takes, you know, money, I edge it to money. I think money is a little bit more important than the sex, but it's almost damn near neck and neck. The way I broke this down was, you know, and before I continue, this is for women with good intentions, because, you know, there's a lot of women out there that just all they care about is money. You know, so I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the woman with good intentions, the woman that always say that they have a hard time finding a good man. This episode is related to them, not to every woman in this world, because I know not every woman in this world have good intentions. But, you know, I'm talking, this right here is related to women with good intentions. So yeah, let me get into it. You know, I said personality, money, and sex, right? You know, personality, I'm gonna say is like, that's like half the battle right there. I think that's the most important one. That's like 50% of it right there. You know, I think money and sex, I divide that like 25% each, and I'm gonna break each one down. Personality, like what a woman looks for in a man, is personality. So, in other words, they're looking for a man that's a gentleman, a man that, you know, hold doors, a man that's common sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, a woman shouldn't have to teach a man to how to be a gentleman. That's something that he should have learned when he was a child, you know, growing up. So that's what they're looking for. Obviously, you gotta have manners, respect, honest, integrity. All of that falls into personality. And, you know, somebody that, obviously, that's funny. Somebody that they can have fun with. They're just looking for a gentleman. You know, that all falls into personality. That's like 50% of the battle right there. You know, women want to feel safe and protected. So that right there is like half the battle. You know, that's like the first, you know, that's probably like the first thing that they want to see. I'm gonna be real with you. I believe this. If a woman is talking to a man that lacks in this department, like if he doesn't, like his personality is shitty, I really believe, like, you know, he can have all the money in the world and, you know, he can give her the best dick in the world, but it's not gonna work out. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he'll have all the money and the best dick in the world, but if his personality isn't there, then it's not gonna, I don't think it's gonna work out. You know what I'm saying? Now, it might not, you know, they might not break up right away. You know, she might try to give him chances, but eventually she's gonna get tired with his shit and just move on. Because with a shitty personality, you're not gonna wanna be around that person. It's gonna get to the point where you're not gonna care about how much money you got or how good the sex is. You're just gonna wanna move on. So that right there is very important. That comes a long way. You know, and I think a lot of women do be in this type of situation where, you know, it's hard to, as a man, it's hard to find a guy that has all three. You know what I'm saying? It's really hard to this is like perfection almost. It's rare to find a guy that has the personality, that has the money, and has the sex. And I'm gonna get into the other two in a second. But personality comes a long way. Because like I said, you know, you can have the best dick in the world and you can have all the money in the world, you know. She will leave you. She won't leave you right away because money and sex is powerful, don't get me wrong. But a girl with good intentions, they looking for, you know, they want somebody that they could be themselves around. And if a guy's not a gentleman or if his personality is shitty, she won't be able to be herself around that man. And eventually, that's going to make the relationship crumble. So, you know, her personality is definitely, I feel like, is number one that, you know, woman with good intentions is looking for. Now, we're going to get into the other two. We're talking about, what did I say, money and sex right here? Money and sex is almost, that's pretty much neck and neck, but I think money is slightly a little bit more powerful. What this means right here is basically a man that can provide. I'm going to break this down because when I say money, this doesn't mean that, you know, you have a girlfriend, your wife, and you buy her everything she wants, and you pay for her nails and stuff like that, and you pay all the bills and stuff like that. She doesn't know. No, I'm not saying that. Providing basically means you just want a man that's independent or working his way to become financially independent. That's basically what that means. So a woman with good intentions, you know, she's definitely going to have her career goals in mind. She's definitely going to want to make something out of her life. So she's not going to depend on a man. She's going to depend on a man for money, but not in the sense where, like, she's depending on him to, like, buy her stuff and take care of her. But she just want a man She don't want a man where she has to, like, carry. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to break that down. Like, a woman want a man that's, like, on their level. If she's doing good, then he got to do good. She's not going to want a man that she got to take care of. She's not going to want a man that got to go to his parents for money every second. You know what I'm saying? She wants a man that's going to make something out of himself. And when even if at the moment he's not there yet, but he's working hard to get there, then that's good enough. You know, I think it really pisses women off as a man that's not really doing nothing with his life and he's comfortable with not being shit. I think that really pisses women off, and that right there, that too can, you know, that can lead to big arguments, and eventually the relationship has a very good chance of crumbling. You know what I'm saying? Most women are not willing to take care of a man. You know, that's very rare. You won't really see that. So that's what I mean by money. You got to have, you know, if you want to be a good boyfriend, a good husband, you kind of got to have money. But not money just to, you know, take care of a girl and buy her things, but to show her that you can provide and you're financially independent, that you're a man and you can take care of your responsibilities. Because the worst thing in the world, you know, you have a girl, you know, a woman that's, I don't know, a lawyer, you know, making over six figures, and then she's with a guy, I don't know, he's working at, he's working a minimum wage job. There's nothing wrong with working at minimum wage, because I think all of us started out with minimum wage, but if he's comfortable, you know, in that position, and he doesn't want to improve, it could be a problem, because then, you know, everything, a lot of the bills and everything's going to fall on her, and it's almost like she's kind of, like, taking care of him, and that could be a problem. And not only that, too, you know, I think most women, they actually want to do things. They might want to go out. They might want to travel. They might want to go on vacation. They might want to do other things. And, you know, and every time she brings it up, he's going to be like, nah, I ain't got it. Nah, I'm broke. I ain't got it. I think after a while, women will get tired of hearing him say that. And that could lead to big arguments because, you know, no woman want to put up with that. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely important. So remember, when I talk about money, I'm not saying for a man to take care of a girl and pay for everything. And nah, I'm not saying that. But, you know, women want a man that has his own money that can provide, you know, because a woman is not trying to provide all by herself. Like, she's going to go halfway and he go halfway. It's 50-50. Look at it like that. That's basically what that is. It's 50-50. Keep it short and simple. You know, I pay sometimes, you pay sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Nobody should have to pay all the time. So that's why that's like number two. They want somebody that's making, a man that's making something out of his life, a man that has career goals, a man that has dreams, a man that she could be proud of to bring around her family. That's what I mean when I say money. You know what I'm saying? You know, again, you might find a guy that's a gentleman that has the personality that she likes to be around, and the sex could be really good, but if he's not providing or anything like that, you know, it's a very good... I'm not going to say that's 100% guaranteed that the relationship won't last, but it's definitely going to be a lot of big arguments, and she might not be completely satisfied, and you have a very good chance of her just leaving you. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think most women is willing to take care of a guy. You know, that's like a woman that's able to, you know, that's willing to do that. That's like one out of, I don't know, one out of 50. You know, you're not going to really see that. So that's very important as well. You know, again, if he's a gentleman and the sex is really good, you know, she'll give him a chance. She'll try to talk to him, try to motivate him. But if he's not willing to do better, then eventually I do believe the relationship or the marriage is going to crumble. You know, it's going to crumble. So what's number three? Number three, I said it was sex, right? So I'm going to get to this one. You know, women want to be sexually satisfied. Where do I start with this one? Again, it's very common for, you know, I've heard women from my own mouth, they have said this before, where, you know, they can find a good guy. That goes back to what I said earlier about how good men don't come with good dick. You know, I think this is true because it's very common. You might find a guy, you might like his personality. He's, you know, he's financially, you know, independent. He can provide, but I guess in the sex department, it's just not there. It's just, there's no chemistry in the bedroom. Eventually, yeah, I think any girl any woman is going to be, you know, disappointed if she's not getting satisfied by the guy that, you know, she loves or the guy that she really likes. I think any woman will be very, very disappointed right there. Could this make the relationship crumble? This one I'm gonna say it's like 50-50 right here. Can a relationship crumble if the sex is not, if the sex is bad, but he can provide and you like his personality? This is 50-50. Eventually, you know, a good woman, she'll try to work with him. It depends, you know what it is? This one is a deeper topic because it really depends on why the sex is bad. I feel like, you know, if it's due to, like, you know, lack of experience on the guy's part, or he's just nervous, then, you know, I think, you know, any good woman will be willing to work with him until it gets better. But if it's for, like, other issues that, you know, he can't control, like a size issue, anything like that, that one, I don't even have an answer for that. That's something that I would have to ask in a woman's perspective. I really don't know. Because it's like, to break up with somebody just because of sex is bad, it does sound selfish. So I think that's why it's kind of a little bit, sometimes it's kind of hard for a woman to leave, but in the back of the mind, she's going to get very disappointed. You know, she's going to want to be satisfied. So it's a tough one because, well, are you willing to break up with somebody because the sex is bad? It does sound selfish, but at the same time, if you stay in a relationship, you're going to be suffering more and more and more. You get what I'm saying? I think I will say this though. This reason right here, bad sex, I think is a very common reason why people look for it in other places, is why people cheat. You know what I'm saying? I think in this scenario, I think it'll be, women probably wouldn't want to necessarily do a breakup, but it's a very good chance that, you know, she can cheat because of that. And I'm not saying that cheating is right. You know, I never condone cheating whatsoever, but this right here, I think the reason why I think they would choose to cheat, this is just my reason, is because, again, I think to, you know, break up with somebody just because of sex is whack, it does sound like it's selfish to do that. If they really like the guy and he can provide, they don't want to sound selfish. So I think they feel like cheating is the easier reason. But, you know, I don't know. Again, you know, I think this is a very common reason. I can't tell you why men are just... Well, I can tell you some reasons why men choose to be bad in the sex department. I think sometimes they don't listen. You got to communicate and you got to listen. I think sometimes men, you know, could be selfish. They only care about their own orgasms and they don't care about the woman's orgasm. They don't take the time to know her body. All they care about is their own orgasm. I think that could definitely make the sex really bad and stuff like that. Or he could just be one of those guys where he's just not really... You know, I guess he's not flexible. He's not open-minded. All he wants to do is just do it in the same position, same area, bust his nut and just fall asleep. I think women get tired of that. You get what I'm saying? Because I do believe, and this is just my honest opinion, I think women tend to be a little bit more open-minded than men during sex. So I think sometimes they might have a tougher time trying to find a guy that can satisfy them because... I think sometimes as men, we get lazy in the bedroom, myself included. I'm not excluding myself. I get lazy too. I don't care. But anyway, so in this department, a woman, she might not... I feel like she won't... Will she break up with you? It can happen. It has happened before, and I know it has, but is it a strong chance that she'll break up with you if the sex is bad, but the guy can provide in all other areas? I don't know if it's common, you know what I'm saying? Because I think she might not want to break up with you because it sounds selfish, but I do think the lacking in this department is the most common reason why women cheat. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's just how I feel. Now, I broke it down into three things. Now, personality, money, sex. Personality, 50%. Money, sex is 25 each, right there. It's really hard, I think, in my opinion, from the woman's perspective, to find a guy that that can provide in all three. You know, it's very hard to find that. And if you find a guy that can provide all three, then forget it. The relationship and the marriage is pretty much, it's like 95% chance gonna last. You get what I'm saying? And I think lacking, like, you know, I think if you ever seen marriages, relationships that constantly, nothing but big arguments, it's usually due to lacking in one of these three departments. It's usually a money issue, it could be a sex issue, or it could just be the guy's personality. It's just shit. You know what I'm saying? So those are just my opinion right here. I feel like the first reason I mentioned personality, I think that's the number one reason why women will leave a man. But the lacking in the sex department, the third reason that I mentioned, is like the number one reason why I believe women will probably cheat. Again, you know, so, you know, I can't really give advice on for a woman to find a good man. The only thing I could really tell you is just put God first and just be patient and good things will come, because it's very hard to find a good soul. It's not easy. You know, I can't even give you advice on that. But these are the three reasons that I feel like a woman, you know, looks for in a man. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, it's better to hear from a woman's perspective, because she could probably tell you better than I could. But I think these are the three things that people look for. I mean, there's, you know what I'm saying? Like the three, like the general consensus that they're looking for. You know what I'm saying? I hope this episode made good sense. You know, I hope, I thank everybody for tuning in. You know, in my bio link, you'll see a link to my blog. You know, you guys can follow me. For those of you that have WordPress, you know, you can leave your comments below and tell me what you think. For those of you that don't have a WordPress blog account, just leave me a voicemail. Ask me some questions. You can also leave me a voicemail telling me the name of your podcast, and I would love to follow it. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. This is about a 25-minute podcast. When you have time, you know what I'm saying? You can listen to my previous episodes and stuff like that. And, you know, from here, I'm just looking to expand, you know. And I hope you guys, you know, have a good weekend. You know, summertime is almost here, which is the worst season for me. I hate summer. It's too hot. But, you know, I wish everybody a safe weekend. And I'm out.